The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Well, good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It's 9:05 and 27 degrees. Your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. News this hour brought to you by Perkins American Food Company. We've seen a second consecutive weekly rise in gas prices. Gas Buddy says average gasoline prices in Minnesota have risen 5.9 cents in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon. National average price of gasoline has risen 3.1 cents per gallon, averaging $3.01. National average price of diesel has increased 0.6 cents in the last week, and that stands at $3.47 per gallon. Back in November, voters in Stearns County approved a referendum to build a new justice center. Sheriff Steve Soyka says a lot of decisions still need to be made, and he says schematic design should be brought to the county commissioners in the next month. The commissioners still need to select a location as well, but he says if all goes well, they should start construction sometime this summer.
If all the decisions get made and get made on the right timeline, and land is acquired, land could start... We could start moving earth basically next summer, late summer, even some footings in the summer. But you'll see major, I think, construction in 26, 27, with the idea being, I think, to be in there by 28.
Soyka says some components of the new Justice Center, like generators, need to be ordered now because there's a two-year waiting list to get them. In Minnesota, the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension says it has received more than 11,000 tips this year on sextortion cases and non-consensual spread of explicit photos on the internet. Washington lawmakers like Senator Amy Klobuchar are trying to pass legislation to make this a federal crime. Drew Evans from the BCA says this law would help them go after these offenders.
We want to hold individuals accountable for the crimes that they're doing and the extortion, the victimization, and the violation of trust that they do by disseminating these non-consensual intimate images when the law applies. But in particular, we also want the ability to bring those images down immediately so we can prevent their dissemination as quickly as it took to go up.
Klobuchar's bill is called the Take It Down Act and has passed the Senate. She's hoping the House will take up the bill soon. Minnesota Department of Ag is looking for applicants for its Cooperative Development Grant Program. State Program Administrator Jenny Lazier says applications are open until February 20th.
The program is designed to help new co-ops looking to finance business development strategies that will aid in the successful production, processing, or marketing of agricultural commodities, products, or services produced in Minnesota. So this might be like feasibility studies, market analysis, organizational development, product development.
More information on the grants can be found on the Department of Ag website. A beloved children's book will come to life next year in the form of a puppet show. The Children's Theater Company will perform Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. Sarah Fornisi is the director and the co-adapter and says she was approached by author Mo Willems and the Kennedy Center about doing the adaptation in 2019.
And so we were absolutely thrilled. We read the first book, and then once we read it, we said, actually, could we adapt the sequel as well, which is Sam the Most Scaredy Cat Kid in the World, because we loved not just Sam and Leonardo, but also Carrie and Frankenthaler, the two characters who get introduced in the second book.
She says they incorporated both books into one big show with Leonardo.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nesting doll. So we start with Leonardo, which is the name of the show. And then after we meet Leonardo, we meet Sam and get his story. And after we meet Sam, we meet Carrie and Frankenthaler in the back half of the show. So by the end of the show, there's two scaredy cats and two monsters.
Fornisi says the play uses hundreds of puppets to bring the characters to life, and the audience gets to see behind the scenes as well. Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster, is running January 8th through March 9th at the Children's Theater Company. WJON News Time is 9:09. It's cloudy, and we're at 27 degrees. News this hour brought to you by Perkins American Food Company. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast is next. Percent cloud and for clear water. Cloudy skies and 29 today. North wind at 5 to 10. Tonight overcast, 19 overnight. North wind at 5. Tomorrow cloudy, 30 for a high, and south wind of 5 miles an hour. Our extended forecast on Wednesday, cloudy and 32. Thursday, a cloudy sky and 36. Friday, maybe some scattered showers, 38 for a high. It's going to warm up, obviously, as the week goes on. WJON News Time is 9:12, and it's 27 degrees this morning. For more St. Cloud area news, you can check out the WJON mobile app. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Brian. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, what's coming up in the News at Noon program today?
Our political analyst, Blaise Olson's on with me at 1220, so we're going to hear from him. And then Chad Boulay from the Central Minnesota Habitat for Humanity is going to drop by. He'll be in the studio with me live coming up at 1240 today.
Okay, how about 9:30?
Time's running out for you to donate to the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign. We'll tell you about that at the bottom of the hour.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's 9:12. We're at 27 degrees. Health Matters is next.